The intervals between letters were getting shorter. If she kept writing every 5 days, he'd have another letter and another lecture from his junior officer until he got his head round whatever it was that Sylviana Innocenti Langdon wanted. May 2nd, APO, New York. Dear Sylviana, thank you for your letters. It's always good to hear from people stateside. I hope Eva is enjoying the Glee Club, and it sounds like a great kid. Glad to know you're doing well, and thanks for getting in touch. Sincerely, Eric Wasserman. He studied the typed letter, the third draft from the printer. It was,
yeah, I guess,
all over again. Nothing he couldn't live with, nothing that would let her sneak up on him and shoot him in the back. He could have said hello to Frankie or Aggie, but he couldn't remember their faces, let alone ever meeting them. He'd only seen her. He figured she was filling space on the page. He could have said something about her job.
Sounds interesting. Important work. Fulfilling.
But he didn't want to open any channels that led down dark alleys.
Keep it light. Neutral, Wasserman. Stick to the kids. Everyone talks about their kids.
There was a stack of mail on his desk on the 5th. Just another workday for his unit until the Cinco de Mayo barbecue at 1800 hours. Clee was the morale officer. She kept tabs on the possible excuses for celebrating. Captain Wasserman flipped through the pile. Nothing square, nothing blue. Lieutenant Jones didn't mention it. He didn't mention it. Could be hung up in the post, he reckoned. Got lost, or April 25th hadn't happened. There was no letter dated April 30th on the 10th either. Wasserman worked through the math. The earliest he could reasonably expect an answer to his letter was the 20th, if she wanted to answer another,
yeah, I guess.
By then, every Joe and Jill in his unit was watching for something. Lieutenant Jones set the stack of official mail on the corner of her CO's desk where he'd expected. Nothing caught his attention. Nothing was said. He pushed papers, filed reports, hit the gym at 17:30 hours, and stayed there, punching a bag. Better than being one. This girl was like a slow poison. The kind a man puts into his veins or drags into his lungs, knowing he's killing himself, but would rather that than the alternative, nothing. At least he could count on feeling dread. Dread that the letter was waiting. Dread that there wouldn't be a letter. Dread that the letter would tell him something he already knew. Dread that the next letter would disembowel him. All he had ever known for certain was that Steve Langdon loved her. That had been good enough to stop him in his tracks, good enough to get him out of the way and keep him out. He didn't need dread. He didn't need to be waiting for a letter that was likely to mean either more dread or worse. The end of it. Has to be a joke. Steve must have told her something to make her think there'd be some fun in drilling a hole into his head.